Hey class, this is David Chacon, and this is my submission for our third podcast. I'm going to be talking about the five learning outcomes that I applied for my research and how they apply and how they were applied to my research to my topic and what I found using them. So first I'm going to cover the five learning outcomes that I picked. I personally like the identify role plays by the regulations in the aviation environment, recognizing the problems faced by the airline operators, evaluating the current and future state of commercial air carriers, regulation, regional and commuter carriers, and general aviation, research the role of information technology and its benefits to the airline operators, and the last one is analyze environmental situations involving consumers, perceived performance of the aviation industry. So with my topic being on the FAA system being put into place in the United States, it's called NextGen, and it's a largely bigger and more technologically advanced tracking system for our national airspace. To greatly enhance our capability and the way that we operate and move aircraft across the skies. I guess a lot of these outcomes kind of help you look into a lot more of what's going on behind the scenes and how all these little pieces affect the larger picture. With the first learning outcome that I selected, it says to identify the role played by the regulators in the aviation environment. And when you look at that, you look at how the government and federal programs are completely adapting and pretty much changing yearly to address new concerns that are popping up every year. We have increases in traffic by a large number and a huge development of new technologies that, if used properly and if placed in our existing aviation system, would greatly better the system and make it a lot safer, make it much more efficient, and just make the whole operation itself easier to run. With something like that applied to my topic, it's 100% adaptable, because mine is completely covering how the federal government is using regulations to completely change the whole structure of aviation inside the United States. They're creating programs that are federally mandated and federally funded to make the system better in areas in which they think it needs to be better. So that one, you can be used almost immediately in the system. Secondly, for recognizing the problems faced and evaluating the current and future state of aviation, those can both be applied, because we're looking at problems that the FAA has deemed are necessary for change, and they're applying it through the next gen system. And in the same way, they're evaluating the current status of aviation and saying, what do we think is going to change in the next year? What kind of trends are we seeing? Are we seeing a rise in traffic, a rise in aircraft usage, a rise in air capacity? It's something that, again, applies directly to my topic and looking into the overall change of the airspace in the United States. I've pretty much completed my project at this point, and the FAA Next Gen program is a system and a program that's been in place for the last 10 years, and it is scheduled to continue for the next 10 to 15 years, with a completion date of about close to 2030 or 2035. It looks to completely revamp and completely update our existing aviation system to completely handle the increases in air traffic that we see here in the United States from pretty much every direction, and even within ourselves. More and more people are flying, more and more aircraft are in the air, more we have more infrastructure, and just overall more traffic and more need for use in the US, and it's going to continue to rise. So thank you.